This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeeble. Hundreds of people showed up today in front of Dallas City Hall to remember George Floyd. It was billed as a silent protest to mourn his death. Unlike some previous nighttime protests of raucous rage, these daylight City Hall protesters stood silently. Logan Garcia had followed the protests on the news, but the seventh grader from Coppell hadn't participated before.
Racism is a terrible thing, and I don't know why it's gone on for so long. If we don't say anything, it won't stop.
Logan's grandmother, Regina Hunt, gave credit to younger generations around the world who said, enough.
The violence, frankly, scared me, but I knew that I needed to do something. We are all here mourning. It's gone on my entire lifetime. I'm 71, and it needs to stop.
Hunt was a first-time protester, too, along with Drew Embiam. He grew up in Houston, the same town as George Floyd.
I think the problem really stems from a lack of accountability. And so when things like this happen, it's really hard for, you know, the families to get justice or to feel like the system isn't against them.
Embiam stood by his friend Laura Mullins.
Because it's a silent protest, that really resonated with me. I think that silence is a way for us to gather in a meaningful way.
Many at the silent protest held signs, including one that asked, "When will it end?" I'm Bill Zeeble in Dallas.